Some situations we have and will encounter is beyond our control to change or do anything about. Yet our extremity is an opportunity for us to allow God to demonstrate our need for Him and His delight to do something for us. This Sunday's lesson is entitled, God Hears Our Cry, and it's found in selected verses from the 13th and 14th chapter of the book of Numbers. It tells us about a reconnaissance or survey mission God instructed Moses to give to Israel. Some refer to it as a spy mission. They were to send one man from each of their 12 tribes to look around the land God was bringing them to and report back to the whole congregation what they saw and found. God already knew what they were going to find, but was again testing them to see if they were going to trust Him. The investigators or spies came back and reported that the land was indeed all that and more of what they wanted and expected. But 10 of the tribes reported that there were already people living there, and in their opinion, the people and cities were too powerful for Israel to overcome. Yet the other two investigators, whose names were Joshua and Caleb, agreed with their assessments about the obstacles, but not with their opinion that they could not be overcome. They believed in God's power and desire to give them the land. The other 10 doubted the land could be taken, and nearly all of the people agreed with their assessment, and they began to break down and cry because they feared that they and their children had come all that way for nothing, and they were all going to perish in the wilderness. They only trusted in what they themselves thought they could do and didn't leave room for or trust and believe God to do what they couldn't do and what He wanted to do for them. Our ability to do anything is limited, yet there are some things we want and need to do that God also wants us to have that go beyond our human ability to accomplish. The Israelites' taking of the land was in the will of God, and this is what the other two investigators told the congregation, and why they shouldn't fear going forward. Though something may seem difficult or improbable, we should have the same faith as Joshua and Caleb in believing if God delights for us to have something, it will come to pass. God will also hear the cry of His children and answer them like the loving and caring Father He is. We should always pray and trust in His will and never fear or doubt to go and proceed with something when we are confident of His blessing and direction. Just as God was proving them, He continues to prove us by placing obstacles before us and testing our faith in Him to assist us with the things we can't do and handle by ourselves. Well, I hope you will attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and share your thoughts with your class. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section of this preview. So until next time, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.